Welcome to day one of the 8-month campaign for the presidency.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Not in 40 years of observing elections have I seen a non-incumbent contestant chosen so early and on such unspecific grounds. Daniel Boorstin, the late historian, used to talk about people well known for their well-knownness. Senator John Kerry appears to have won basically for his winnability, as voters made clear to exit pollers. A third of the voters cited the ability to beat President Bush as the most important of 6 qualities they were asked to choose from. About 8 in 10 voters said they would be satisfied with Kerry as the nominee. In Ohio and Georgia, 71% and 68% respectively named Kerry as the candidate who could beat the incumbent. And although Senator John Edwards made jobs and trade the centerpiece of the final stage of his campaign, people worried about the economy voted 2-1 for Kerry. This choice, based more on perceived electability than specific issues, was happening on a day when more than 270 Shiites were being killed in Iraq, when Haiti was plunging towards anarchy, when another corporate CEO was being indicted for fraud, and when Alan Greenspan said interest rates are too low. All this suggests that yesterday's holiday from issues, as voters concentrated on style over substance, is not likely to last very long as the attack ads begin to sprout on television. 8 months is a long time in an unstable world, plenty of time for unpremeditated events that will impinge on the campaign, testing both incumbent and challenger. Super Tuesday and President Bush's congratulatory phone call to Kerry may be remembered as the good old days, when appearances were what mattered. This is Daniel Shore.